Welcome to episode 1840 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you meditate. You may be seated, getting ready to go into stillness, or you may be doing errands or listening to this podcast as you drive or go about your day. That is fine. It's all good. Honor where you are on your slow down journey. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique you can do whether you are seated, getting ready to meditate, or you are in the midst of your busy day. This is a mudra meditation technique. Mudras can be done inconspicuously anytime throughout your day, and the mudra, you will discover, can help you to keep your thoughts uplifted when you're experiencing social anxiety. And that is the theme of this week's series. We have explored a different meditation technique in each episode to help you manage social anxiety. I want to share some insight with you regarding social anxiety. The most common form of social anxiety is being fearful about public speaking. But other situations can also trigger social anxiety, such as eating in front of others or going somewhere where you don't know anyone. Going to parties or events where there are lots of people. I want to share with you a definition of social anxiety. And that is anxiety as you're anticipating a social situation, or anxiety during or after that situation. Because the root of social anxiety is the fear of being judged or evaluated by others. So this may surprise you, but it's not just negative evaluation that can make you experience anxiety. It's also positive evaluation. You may worry about what others think of you when you do poorly, but you may also worry about what others think of you when you do well, because you might worry about any kind of repercussion when you outdo someone else, when you perform better than someone else. So social anxiety is when you don't want to stand out. You want to be as inconspicuous as possible, whether it's in regard to something negative or something positive regarding the situation. Social anxiety is experienced by most people, and it lies on a spectrum where shyness would be at the lower end of the spectrum of social anxiety, and then it would work all the way up to intense fear in social situations. So when you think about your particular kind of social anxiety, you might think about whether or not you're more fearful of situations where you're judged negatively or situations where you may do well. And this causes you anxiety because you don't want to outshine others. So think about the last time someone complimented you, what you said. Did you say, "Oh, it was nothing," or, "Oh, it really wasn't that great"? Or did you say thank you and graciously accept the compliment? Think about this. You may not have wanted to perform better than someone at work because maybe you didn't want to stand out, or you thought the person would be more resentful towards you for maybe performing better than them. Just bring to mind the last time you remember feeling anxious or even embarrassed about something you did, something positive. This awareness empowers you because it helps you to manage your social anxiety. The more you understand your unique situation regarding any kind of social anxiety, the less power it has over you, and the better you are able to manage it. So to help you along your journey, I want to share with you the Kesapana Mudra. This is a simple mudra that you can do, and it helps you to keep your thoughts uplifted. This is particularly important when you're managing social anxiety. You can find a photo of the mudra being done on the Sipinome Facebook page. It's a pretty easy mudra to do, and I'll guide you through it. But also know that you can find this mudra on a slowdown guide with all the techniques from this week's series organized nicely for you, as well as a journal with a daily social anxiety reflection question on it to take you a little more deeply into this week's important topic. And you also can receive 30-minute guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app of over 1,800 guided meditations. So this is where you can go a little more deeply into this series. So I'll guide you through the Kesapana Mudra, and you can do it on your own. If you hold your hands at your abdomen or at your chest, you will intertwine your fingers and then go ahead and extend your index fingers upward and press them together. And then place your left thumb over your right thumb, crossing it. That is it. The Kesapana Mudra to help you uplift your thoughts when you're feeling social anxiety. Mudras are powerful because they stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. You have a lot of nerve endings in your fingertips and in your hands. So when you place your hands in this Kesapana Mudra, you are activating your brain in a way that helps you to keep your thoughts uplifted. So again, the Kesapana Mudra is with your fingers intertwined, held at your chest or at your navel, your abdomen area. extend your index fingers upward, and they'll be pressing each other. And then cross your left thumb over your right thumb. This is for you. This inner awareness, keeping your thoughts uplifted. Meditate until the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.